House Republican leaders announced late today the new committee chairman for the 107th Congress. It was the biggest changing of the guard since the GOP took control of Congress in the 1994 elections. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR's David Wellner. David, there was no change in party control in the House in this election. The changes are caused by a reform, term limits placed on committee chairmen, which took effect for the first time in this Congress.
That's right, Linda. About 6 years ago, when the Republicans took control of Congress, they said that Democrats had been serving far too long in chairmanships of these committees and that they were going to change this by setting a 6-year limit for being chairman of any committee. Well, the 6 years are up now, and there were 13 committees that needed new chairmen. And Congress was sworn in yesterday, and they still hadn't chosen those chairmen yet. We had 9 chairmen who were forced out by term limits, 4 more retired. So there was quite a scramble to control these very powerful committees, which are really the gatekeepers for any legislation that is going to reach the floor of the Congress.
So who are the winners and losers?
Well, if you listen to Denny Hastert, the Speaker of the House, it was the American people who were the winners because we have had a shakeup in the leadership of these committees, and he thinks that's a good thing to have new blood in there occasionally. However, of course, there were people who wanted to get these chairmanships and who didn't get them. The Ways and Means Committee, the committee that writes the taxes for all the American people, went to Bill Thomas of California, even though Phil Crane of Illinois, who is the most senior Republican in the House, would have had it if seniority had ruled. However, Thomas, who is known for his somewhat acerbic personality, but also his keen grasp of issues and his experience with issues such as Medicare and prescription drugs, got that posting. Another big committee is the Budget Committee. It went to Jim Nussel of Iowa, who replaced John Kasich, who ended up retiring. We had Don Young of Alaska taking over transportation, which had been headed by Bud Schuster. Schuster this morning announced his resignation at the end of the month, attributed it to health reasons. However, he is known not to be very happy about having been forced out of that chairmanship. Another key chairmanship was that of the judiciary, which had been headed by Henry Hyde. Many people remember him from the impeachment proceedings. And Henry Hyde wanted to stay on in that committee. He is very much against term limits, and he wanted a waiver so that he could remain as chairman of the judiciary. Well, he didn't get that waiver. Other Republicans thought this would set too much of a precedent, and anyone else who got kicked out because of term limits would say, what about me? So Henry Hyde had a very soft landing. He ended up as the chairman of the International Relations Committee. James Sensenbrenner, who was the number 2 person on the judiciary after Hyde, ended up with the chairmanship of that.
So, David, are there hurt feelings? Are people angry after all of this? It certainly does look like some of the senior members took quite a hit.
Well, I think that especially over the Commerce Committee and the Banking Committee, there was a big fight over that. And Marge Rockema of New Jersey was next in line in seniority for taking over banking. However, the Republicans did away with the Banking Committee and instead formed a Financial Services Committee, which Michael Oxley, who raised much money for his fellow colleagues in Congress this fall, is now the head of. And Billy Tauzin of Louisiana will head the Energy and Commerce Committee, as it's been renamed. And so people say there are hard feelings, but they'll get over it.
Thanks very much, David.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's David Wellner reporting from the Capitol.